Pick the right night, and you will hear them. A September night, perhaps, when a northwest wind has swept the clouds from the sky and the stars are out in full force. As midnight approaches, find a quiet spot away from the rumbles and groans of urban life, and listen carefully. Just as they reached the island, however, a steamer appeared on the horizon. It seemed to be heading right at them. Everyone hid behind the boats, and the ship passed, close enough to hail, seeing nothing in the gloaming. For some reason, Cushing changed his mind about the prisoners and cut them loose in the canoes without sails or paddles. What makes these words terrifying, even if we make every allowance for Trump's bluster, is that he has the power to make them true. America's nuclear chain of command grants a president absolute authority to launch preventive nuclear strikes whenever desired. In 1974, as his presidency was capsizing, Richard Nixon reflected that, "I can go into my office and pick up the telephone, and in 25 minutes, 70 million people will be dead." There's not a policeman in sight, not a carabiniere either. No one could imagine problems with civil disobedience from a demonstration organized by people who had done nothing all their lives but work. A single town traffic cop wanders alertly through the piazza with the quick, short steps of a jackal. This is such a critical point that it bears making twice. If you have an identity that conflicts with those you wish to engage with, whether it be your beliefs, your product, your brand, your intentions, or even the people you associate with, it is incredibly difficult to have any real influence beyond coercion. Only then were they aware that it was spitting rain and that the C-53 was sinking lower and lower into the mud. Fortunately, nothing was on fire, and there didn't seem to be an immediate threat of the plane exploding. No one had to use the ladder. The transport had already dipped so low, the bottom of the door was almost touching the ground. A large majority of Americans who worked in factories, mines, and industry were European immigrants. While a large majority of the Irish had been Democrats since before the Civil War, most other immigrants had been progressive Republicans. They had backed the party that promised them prosperity, a full dinner pail, through high tariffs that favored industry. That first day, most of the protests took place in Shiite villages. But within the week, demonstrators, both Shiite and Sunni, were gathering at the central traffic circle, called Pearl Roundabout. The Shiite party, Al-Wafaq, made up the largest constituency. On November 4, 1791, warriors led by the Miami chief Little Turtle devastated a U.S. army near the headwaters of the Wabash River. When the smoke lifted, over 600 regulars and militiamen lay dead, their mouths stuffed with dirt to mock the white man's greed for land.